Kavod.
With your permission. This Shabbat, B'zat Hashem, we start Sefer Shemot. It's called the Book of Redemption. Actually, what the Torah is going to tell us, this is as of 2 weeks ago, Parashat Vayigash, Am Yisrael, Yaakov and his children got down to Egypt. The multiplying Egypt, and here the Torah will start on the surface, just a story, what is happening in Egypt. And of course, at the end, we can leave Egypt. And sounds from the Torah that this is what the purpose of the story is, to know that our fathers were in Egypt, and whatever happened to them, at the end they left Egypt. Says the Torah the following, V'ele shmo b'nei Yisrael b'hem Mitzrayma, et Yaakov yishuv eto ba'u. Says those are the names of the children of Yaakov Avinu that they are coming to Egypt. Even though the Torah should have said those are the names of the children that came to Egypt, because they did come already, 2 weeks ago they came. Not only 2 weeks ago, it's years ago. Because the Torah is going to tell us now that Yosef is... Toda Rabba. That Yosef is going to... Yosef already is dead. Now Yosef... Yosef died after Yaakov Avinu, 55 years after Yaakov Avinu arrived to Egypt. It means it's about 72 years already after Am Yisrael already arrived in Egypt. Nevertheless, the Torah calls Am Yisrael the arrivals, the arriving, they are arriving right now to Egypt. Of course, from the language of the Torah, it's not always in the right grammar, but definitely the Torah could have written, those are the names the Torah wants to repeat. The names for the reason that the Gemara says Hashem loves to say our names. The Torah should have said those are the names that came to Egypt. Excuse me. They came together with Yaakov Avinu. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun, Binyamin, Dan, Naftali, Gad, Yosher. ויהי כל נפש יוצא את יעקב 70 נפש יוסף במצרים ויאמר יוסף וכל אחיו דרו יוסף died, an old generation died, ובני ישראל פרו וישרצו וירבו בעצמו ובנות ותמלא הארץ אותם. So again the Gemara says Yosef was the first one from the brothers to die. At the age of 110 he died the first one. Levi lived the longest. I think Levi lived 137 years, if I'm not mistaken. So we're talking about years already that they arrived to Egypt. Comes the Gemara and says, until Levi was alive, nothing happened. Everything was smooth. Everything was perfect. Life is usual. Nothing is happening. But Yaakov Melech Hadash of Mitzrayim, Torah tells you a new king came. Asher Adat Yosef, that pretend maybe... He doesn't know Yosef, he doesn't want to remember. You see, the Jews multiply very fast. Let's think what to do to Am Yisrael, as well to think that we know if Hashem will do something to them, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us. So let's think something to do to Am Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not punish us. He says, what is my problem? The Jews multiply so much, might be a war. It says, the Gemara says at the time Egypt had a war constantly with Cush. Cush, people like to think it's Ethiopia. And Paro says to Am Israel, I think if we let it happening, one day the Jewish people will join the enemy against us. And therefore, we have to get rid of them. So what we're going to do? וישימו עליו שרים מיסים למען הטוב עשי בנותם. This is really a very silly excuse to give a hard time to the Jews. The Jewish people never came and fought, especially against the state that they live at, the country they live at. He says, why do you think the Jews will go and join the enemy against you? Everything is perfect, business as usual. The old Baruch Hashem, very comfortable. He says, it's going to be an attack from Ethiopia, from Kush. They'll join Kush. They'll never join Kush. It's not true. I said, you can say whatever you want, but you have to be logic. This is just an excuse. It's that excuse put on Israel in a situation. The Torah tells us that out of nowhere, they made the Jewish people slaves. We have to know that at that time, the Gemara says, the Jews were very rich and successful in Egypt. They owned a lot of real estate. They had a lot of businesses. And in one day to the next, they had to become slaves. That no information the Egyptians took out the houses from them, or the real estate, or the businesses. But you cannot operate your businesses anymore. You cannot operate your real estate anymore. You were drafted. Like you were drafted in Russia to the army, you were drafted to Pharaoh's crew for construction. Doesn't matter how many millions you had in the bank. Now you're a worker. You could not bribe anybody, and you cannot use your money, and you cannot go to your business. You went outside. It sounds like a little bit like Hitler and Machimo. They made like camps for all the Jewish people. The Jews should not go home. They left at home the wives and the children, the little children so far. They drafted all the men. They took them to the site. And that's what the Torah says. Vesim olav sarim mislim anto besim lotam. First they raised the taxes. And then they took all the Jewish people. Even arim isknot lefaro et pitom et Ramses. So they decided they want to build storage houses, the one that fell when Yehuda screamed in Egypt, says the Gemara. So the two giant pyramids, the whole nation were drafted to work in construction. It's very strange. So far, nothing helped. Even though they went to the camps, says the Gemara, the ladies used to come visit them at the camps, and the ladies used to give birth, 6 babies at a time. And it says they could not find a solution what to do with them. But Yakutim Tebnei Israel, they got disgusted. They don't know what to do. So they thought they'll be able to stop the multiplication. They can. So far, it's a story, again, with no sense. We don't know what's going on. But Yavidim Tebnei Israel Befarech, now they started to make them work in very hard slavery. Very hard labor. Cement, bricks, every job. Not even a job they wanted. The Gemara says, the Egyptians used to, the guy finished. At the day, somebody called him up and says, you know what? Why don't you go now to the town and get me Coca-Cola? Give me Coca-Cola, I forgot to go pick something up for me from the cleaner. Just the Gemara says, if anything they didn't need to be done, just give them more work. It's very strange. Now comes the Nukh Zerah, says the Torah, Paro called the two midwives, Sheshemachat Shifram Veshima Shinitpua, Yechevet de Miriam, Yechevet de Nisheva, says the Gemara. Vayomer, when you go to help the ladies to give birth, Gutem Alav Naim, the place the lady is giving birth, if it's a boy, kill him. Just let the girls live. So like this, the Gemara says, they're going to get rid of from Israel, and as well, the Gemara said, Paro had a dream that he saw like a little boy comes and he turned over Egypt. And his magicians told him, this is the Mashiach of the Jewish people, and he is going to turn Egypt upside down, is going to take the Jews out. So the suggestion was that from that moment, the power of the dream, make sure that you kill all the babies, in order to protect Egypt, to make sure no Mashiach will come. Therefore, the Gemara says, that's what the Torah tells us, that Pharaoh called the two midwives, and told them, the Chachamim said it's not two midwives, the two midwives were the two supervisors maybe. The more midwives, they tell them, listen, this is a command and order from Pharaoh, every little boy that's being born must be killed in order to avoid that thing that might be Mashiach. Again, it's very strange. So Pharaoh has a dream. So it means a dream, you have to know, a dream comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a dream that you have is out of nowhere. A dream is a message. The Gemara says a dream is 1/60th of a prophecy. So when you have a dream, you cannot just avoid it and neglect it and say it's nothing. It's something. But it comes from Hashem. It means Hashem showed power of dream, or maybe his ministers, angel upstairs, and this was a warning that somebody is going to come to destroy Egypt. Of course, it means Moshe Rabbeinu. So it means it's from Hashem. It means Hashem did such a thing. It's a very strange thing that Hashem would let Pharaoh have such a dream, that dream would cause that Pharaoh is going to order that all the babies should be thrown into, should be killed right now. So the Torah, no. Torah says, no, the midwives did not listen. Not only didn't kill the babies, says the Gemara, they brought food for the mothers and the babies when they helped them deliver. Pharaoh called them and says, why did you do this? Or not only you did not kill the boys, but you made them alive, you gave them food. We want to explain to you something. The ladies, the Jewish ladies, act like animals. That means, what do you mean? Animals? It's like an animal. Animal doesn't need a midwife. The Jewish lady doesn't need a midwife. But terem tavalen melevi alado. What similar explanation means, the Gemara says the midwives gave a lecture to Paro. They told Paro, you know, you heard about Yaakov Avinu? Paro said, yeah, for sure. He said, you know, Yaakov Avinu was a great person, and before he died, he called up his children, and he gave them blessings. And the blessings that he gave them, he compared them to animals. Yehuda was like a lion, Dan is like a snake, Naphtali is like a deer, Binyamin is like a wolf, he says, Issachar is like a donkey. He said, what it means is that he compared them to animals. Did you ever see, the midwives told Pharaoh, did you ever see a midwife helping an animal to give birth? Never. Animal gives birth, doesn't it? She doesn't have to go to the hospital, and there's no midwives, no doctors. By itself. So the midwives, that's what they told Pharaoh. You see, we will hire these midwives, but in the minute when we get a phone call, somebody has to give birth, we run into the house, the lady is like an animal. Since Yaakov Avinu, before he died, he gave blessings to the Shvatim, to the tribes, compared them like animals. The lady, they give birth like animals. What does it mean? They don't even have a midwife. They said, we're doing it for nothing. So it's very strange. Very strange. So what is your job? So no, we come over there, they say we come over there after the baby was born already. We missed it. But we help, you know, we help, but we cannot kill him now. Because you told us only to kill the baby while the baby is coming out. But now the baby is already, his mother is holding him. You don't want us to murder babies. The Pharaoh said, no, 100%. Again, it's a very strange story. It's a very strange thing that Pharaoh believed it. That they always come after the mother gave birth because the mother is a descendant of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu, before he died, he gave blessings to children to be like animals. It's very strange. So what does it mean? So they also eat straw. So what do you mean? The lady is like an animal? What do you mean? She doesn't eat food, like the regular food. She eats like an animal. She acts like an animal.
All of a sudden, she gives birth to an animal. And Paro swallowed it. Paro said, okay. It's a joke. It's a joke. You can imagine, you tell it to a judge. Tell it to a judge. My wife never went to the hospital. You know, they call every time my wife has to give birth, she's like an animal. She gives it outside on the grass. You think the judge will believe you? It's like you said, you can send police all over Egypt. You see, the whole thing is a lie.
Says the Torah, "Vayeter ve'lokim lam ve'nardo ve'yav ve'esum mo'od." Hakadosh Baruch Hu loved it very much. What those midwives answered, whatever they did, they did not kill the babies. Vayeter yom lo'zeh lokim asan asan matim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu granted them. Says the Gemara, granted with what? Says the Gemara, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told them and made sure that the Kohanim and the Levim are going to be born from Yocheved, means it's Aharon and Moshe, and Malchut Miriam, kingdom, David HaMelech, is a descendant of Miriam, and Miriam had a son, she married Kalev, she had a son Hur, and David HaMelech is a great-grandson of Kalev. It says this is because that act what they did. And it's a very strange thing. What does it mean exactly? What did they do? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted, and Maya HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted them with that particular award that Kohanim and Leviim are from Yocheved, this is the Shifra, and Malchut, David HaMelech is going to come from Miriam, because she did not kill the babies, or because that's the answer she gave power. Very strange. So I would like to, with your permission, I would like to skip. This is chapter 3, sentence 23. In the meantime, it's about 86 years of suffering. This, the Gemara says, this is how much the Jews suffered, very much. Actually, the Gemara says the name Miriam, in our religion, Miriam, the first two letters, if you take the first two letters of Miriam, is Mar, it means bitter. Miriam was named Miriam because when she was born, the tragedy and the difficulties what was in Egypt started. So Miriam is a sign of very bitter life what we went through in Mitzrayim, and that took 86 years of hard slavery and all the gezerot, killing the Jewish boys, and building and throwing children to the Nile. It says this took 86 years. Now we pass 86 years already. Now Moshe is already 80. Maybe a little bit, maybe 80 and a half, according to some Chachamim. So Moshe already is here in the picture. We just skipped it. And comes the Torah and says the following. This is those, it was a long time. Vayamot Melech Mitzrayim. Comes the Gemara and says that actually over here it doesn't mean he died. The Gemara says that a person that has a tzarat, those white spots all over on his body, then is considered that person. Says the Gemara that this guy, Paro, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, got tzarat. Tzarat, I don't know how common it was. That's a strange thing. And all of a sudden, he has white spots on his body, and there is no cure for that thing. Today, there's cure. People go to Yam HaMelech, to the Dead Sea. It helps a little bit, but there was no cure for that time. Was no cure. So the magician told him, if you want to cure that sickness, what you got to do is you have to take a jacuzzi in Jewish blood. Says the Gemara, in the morning, he used to kill 150 children, take the blood out of them, put it in the bath, and takes a bath. In the evening, the same thing. Killed 150 babies. There's no information how long it took that Gezera. But 300 babies, children, every day, he slaughtered, took the blood out, I took a jacuzzi in it. That's what the Torah says. It says not really he died, it just got tzaraat, And because he started to kill every day 300 children, Am Yisrael started to sigh from this bitterness. Vayizaku, they screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this thing, what he did together with all this hardship that they had, so the screaming went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. וישמעו אלוקים את מכתם, הקדוש ברוך הוא heard it, ויזכור אלוקים את בריתו את אברהם יצחק ויעקב, הקדוש ברוך הוא remembered אברהם יצחק ויעקב, וירא אלוקים את בני ישראל, וירא אלוקים את בני ישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא look at עם ישראל, וידע אלוקים השם נו. That's just the simple explanation of that sentence, that this is a key to understand the purpose of what we learned before and what is going to happen in the future. So comes the Gemara Yerushalmi and tells us, you should know that sentence, that this is really the redemption and the cause for redemption. This is a sentence that the person, says the Gemara, has to know all his life how to get out from difficulties and hardship that he has in his life. As well, says the Gemara Yerushalmi, you should know when you read this text over here, don't be surprised if that thing is coming again before Mashiach will come. Not exactly, of course, the same thing, but you can have some kind of idea what you might go through. How far, says the Gemara? So the Gemara will show me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might one day appoint a king as hard as Haman for us to feel what we felt in time of Mordechai and Esther, in order for us to reach a level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to reach. To understand it, says the Gemara Yerushalmi the following. That in order for a person to get what he wants, he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes he feels that prayers that he prayed maybe was not accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu just doesn't care about him. Or maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not listen to him. Or maybe the whole thing is in vain, it's not true, nothing helps. Comes the Gemara Yerushalmi, in order for you to be able to accomplish what you ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you must understand five things, and fulfill five conditions. If you understand it, then 100% HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the job, what you want. But you have to know how to ask and to be in a situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to you. This is the first one. The first one, says the Gemara, you have to understand one thing. In order for you to get certain things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to reach a level that you believe 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Emunah Shlema, I believe in Hashem. Not a convenient belief that you believe. It's actually a real belief. In order for you, says the Gemara, to reach that level, comes the Gemara with a statement. This is based on the Pasuk in the Torah. Umeshalem lesonav al panav le'avido. Says the Torah that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives someone an award and reward in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to owe him anything in the future, in the next world to come, he should not have anything to do with him. Prosperity that a person sometimes has, says the Gemara, everything, thank God, Baruch Hashem, perfect. How are you? Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Says the Gemara, no difficulties in your life? Everything is 100%? The Gemara says, well, let me tell you what difficulties is. A difficulty is not measured by what people think. Difficulty means, for example, the Gemara says you stick your hand in your pocket and you want to take a dime and only a nickel comes out. Or you went to a store, says the Gemara, and you bought yourself a suit. And you come home and your wife said, two sizes big on you. Says the Gemara, this is called suffering That suffering is the measurement for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much a person has to suffer. Whatever it means, it doesn't go 100% the way you want. It doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be a tragedy, Chas Shalom. It's something, you know, it doesn't go this way that I want. Versus I wanted to buy something, didn't have, I went to the store, they didn't have it. I wanted to return, they don't want to take it back. It's anything that it's not according to your will, it's called suffering. This says the Gemara, that if Chas V'Shalom a person, 30 days, says the Gemara, doesn't have any difficulties, that's a red light. It means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgot about you. So it's necessary for a person to go through difficulties a little bit, not Chas V'Shalom tragedies or big times suffering, but not as thing that you want, you know, everything smoothly, the business, your health, everything what you want, perfect. No. Again, the measurement is not by us that we think, you know, this is okay, that's nothing. Because everything is something. And a small thing also is called suffering. The reason for that, the Gemara says, is because via those things you will be able to reach a certain level. What is a certain level? Says the Gemara, that's called emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means if it's not going smoothly the way I like it, so I have to think, why it happening? Why I missed the bus? Why I missed the train? Why I didn't buy this? Why I couldn't find this? How come I forgot this? How come I don't get what I want? Says the Gemara, this is a plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to our life, that in order for us to achieve emunah, this is necessary. Why? We'll get to it later, maybe. If it comes to a point that a person does not get the message yet, that how come not everything is the way I want, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying even harder. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person a hard time, a harder time, until the person will get the message. And then the person starts screaming. Screaming is condition number two, says the Gemara Yerushalmi, in order for you to achieve. The Gemara comes, the Zohar says that the screaming, it doesn't mean screams that comes from your mouth. It means from your heart. From your heart, it means that really, you try to scream, and the scream doesn't come from your mouth. It means really that you're screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not screaming at the situation. You're screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This level number two, that's a condition number two, in order for you to achieve 100% belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order for you to get what you ask, in order for you to get what Hashem wants to give you. Condition number three, says the Gemara Yerushalmi, is you should never ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu something or expect something because you want it. You always have to think that we are descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, because I'm a descendant of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, please give it to me. This is never asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give it to me. No. There is no merit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers for an individual. The only thing that considers is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Comes the Gemara and says, this is condition number three, that's the thing you have to have in your head. Condition number four, says Gemara Yerushalmi, is a person has to know the destination. Destination, says Navi Daniel, it's called Ketz Hayamin. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me, that eventually, one day, we have a Tamigdash, one day it's going to be Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create me to die, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me to live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me to live. There's a gezerah of a person to die, because Adam HaRishon, our grandfather, ate from the tree in Gan Eden. But if somebody would ask you, what was the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not people should come to this world and die and should be buried. Life after death is the most important part in our emunah, in our religion. It says this is the person, is condition number four. Condition number five, says Gemara Yerushalmi, it's called Teshuvah, that the person constantly, says the Gemara, has to regret if he did anything wrong. Those are the five conditions, says the Gemara, that a person must have inside him all the time in order for him to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he wants. So that's how it goes. If you want to review what we call Shmoneh Esrei Lachash, that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made a text in the Siddur, it says this is how it goes. Shmoneh Esrei starts, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Veelokei Avotenu Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov. He said, what does it mean? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God of Avraham, God of Yitzchak, God of Yaakov. What are you trying to say? He said, three times a day you got to say that. He said, and Hashem knows it. What are you trying to tell him? That he is the God of Avraham. He knows. And if he's not, he knows he's not. Obviously he is. So if he is, he knows it. He says, every Shmona Esrei, Mordechai and Sheikh Nisraelav, when they made the text that we have in the Siddur today, started, Elokeinu Veelokei Avotenu, you the God of my father, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He says, what's the reason for saying it? As the Gemara Yerushalmi says, that one of the conditions for your requests and your prayers to be accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, is you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do it for me because I need it. I'm going to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shmoneh Esrei, Refaenu, for Rufa Shlema, health. I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Bracha in Parnasa, Barich Aleinu. I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu more things. It says, the opening statement, introduction, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, the reason I'm going to ask you that certain things, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to beg you for certain things, you should know it's not because I deserve it, or because I want you to consider me, just consider that I'm a grandson of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This is the condition that the Gemara Yerushalmi said, it's a must in a person's prayers to have this in the back of his mind. Anytime you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu something, it says, don't ask because Hashem, please give it to me. It says, please give it to me because I'm a grandson of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then in Shmoneh Esrei, we have the Bracha, Hashem Yemino Toratecha, Arotze B'Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I want to come back. Achazirenu B'Tshuva Shmoneh Fanecha. That's what the Gemara Yerushalmi said. Second condition, must a person constantly regret anything bad that he ever did. This is a condition in order for you to be able to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he wants to give. It's not because Hashem wants you to do Teshuva, Hashem wants you to regret. It's a privilege, it's a benefit for you when you do Teshuva. Then we have in Shmoneh Esrei, Es Tzemach, David Avdecha Merah Tatzmiach, Kir Nishuatcha Kivinu Vetzipinu Kol Hayom. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, we hope all day long for your redemption. That's called Ketz. The Gemara Yerushalmi said that everything that you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not for present tense. It says, not that I need my health because I want to be healthy. It's not because I need my business because I want to be able to support myself. Yes, I want to support myself. I want to be healthy. But what is the goal that I think? That is, I think, you know, the Gemara says Mashiach might come any moment, any day. And I want to be around when Mashiach will come. That's called Ketz, the end. That the person constantly says the Yerushalmi, all the time he has to have it in his head. That this is what it is. I am here, Bizuchut Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. I am here to regret. I am here to wait and hope for the redemption it means for Olam Haba and Bet HaMikdash and Mashiach. And then, of course, we have to have the Gemara says the Kavanah in your heart. That when you say it, it's not just with your mouth. You have to have in your heart the Kavanah that you understand what you're asking. Ask to understand what you're begging. Excuse me. Says the Gemara, this is what the Gemara says, that you have to have Kavanat Halev, that you have to know what you're asking. But how much you have to know, so the Gemara Yerushalmi says, it means like your heart is screaming. The Yirmiyahu says in the heart, Tza'ak libam el Hashem. It's not a scream that comes from your mouth, it's a scream that comes from your heart. It means you have to know what you're asking, but when you ask it, you beg it so much that like your heart is screaming. And then the last one is to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understood that whatever you did to me, that it was not so comfortable, is in order for me to reach that level. And the Gemara says that Eretz Israel and Torah and Olam Haba niknim b'Yisurim. In order for you to have Eretz Israel, you have to understand you don't get Eretz Israel because you decided to move to Israel. It means to live in Israel takes some kind of difficulties and unpleasure situation that you might find. It says this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a present to us, as the Gemara, in order for us to feel that whatever comes easy is worthless, whatever comes with difficulties, it's worth it. It says these are the five things, and comes the Gemara and says you should know that those five things run in our present life, those five things ran in Egypt, those five things you need it before Mashiach will come. The purpose of this parasha, the purpose of this book, says the Zohar, says the Gemara, is not a history. You know, once upon a time we were in Egypt, and once upon a time out of nowhere they decided to make us slaves, and once upon a time they decided to kill us, and once upon a time all of a sudden we got released and we had a redemption. This is the story of the Jewish life. That constantly HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get to the destination. And you get to the destination, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now you got it. Now you understand it. But this is the purpose what the Torah wants us to understand. And it says, Ele Shmo Bnei Yisrael Abayim Mitzrayimah. It says, you should know, Egypt is called an exile. It says, you should know the Jews will always be in a situation, they are in exile. Even though that you might live in Israel, in Eretz Israel, also you don't feel that you are a permanent resident over there. You feel, I don't know, I think I'm a tourist. I don't feel comfortable. It says that thing is in order for you to reach the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to reach, to have those five conditions in your heart to survive the difficulties in your life, to be able to reach the destination. And that's what Torah will tell you. Out of nowhere, Power will have a dream. In his dream, he will see that Mashiach is coming. He says, that's the destination. His magicians will tell him, listen, Messiah is here, Mashiach is here. He says, there's a Jewish guy, he's going to turn Egypt upside down, going to destroy Egypt. This was the power of his dream. And the Jews, all of a sudden, will find themselves trapped in those decisions of that king, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, slavery. All of a sudden, death penalty. All of a sudden, 300 children every day being slaughtered. Take the blood. Paul needs for the first lema, Jewish blood. It's all those things. It's just to wake us up and to get a destination. What is the destination? So here comes the Torah and says, you know, those five things were fulfilled by Am Israel. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to send Moshe Rabbeinu to take us out of Mitzrayim. So it means like this. The Ramban says, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Abraham Avinu that his children are going to be 400 years in Egypt. But this is only if you reach the level of Emunah of Abraham Avinu. If you are his descendants, he was the fighter, and he was, the Gemara says, the Ramban says, one against the whole world as far as belief is concerned, the Yehudia Ma'amin HaRishon, the first Jew that really believed and fought for belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and says, you're going to be 400 years in exile. After 400 years, I'll take you. But I will take you only if you reach that level. If you reach that level of your grandfather, then you're out. He says, I never said I'm going to take out of Egypt people that don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one that didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, they all died in Makat Choshech. 2.4 million Jews died in darkness in 2 weeks in Egypt. All those people did not reach the level of belief. It says the level of belief is going to be asked by us, HaKadosh Moshe is going to come, says, get out of Egypt. He says, where are you going? To the desert. What's going to be with all our real estate? What's going to be with all our fortune? With the houses and the furniture and all the businesses, the stores that you had in Egypt, you have to leave everything behind. You just go out with the donkeys, out. So where are you going? To the desert. He said, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I'm sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu. I'd rather stay in Egypt. I'll be a slave. I have my real estate. I have my store. One day, hopefully, Abraham Lincoln will come, release all the slaves from Egypt, and I'm going to be a free person. I have no reason to go to the desert. I can't leave behind all my fortune. This is 2.4 million Jews said they're not leaving. Not leaving. Says the Gemara, you should know. The purpose HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Ten Commandments, and while he was saying Ten Commandments, Am Yisrael went to Moshe and said, listen, please ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want to hear his voice. You tell us what he wants. It's a scary situation that he speaks to us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you know, I like what they say. Now they're scared of me. This is really the goal in our life. It says it's a test. We should be scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we don't see him. And even though we think it's a free ride, we can do whatever we want. So says the Gemara, you should know, Hashem gave us Torah and his appearance at Ten Commandments was just for us to have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for us to understand what it is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah, says the Gemara, is only a key to get into the inner room. That the inner room is called Yirat Shamayim, it's called fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to reach that level, to have Yirat Shamayim. He says, how do you do it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will try to push you. He says, first you have some kind of difficulties. He says, you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is the one. He says, so you have some difficulties. He says, you don't right away try to figure it out. He says, the first thing you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need five conditions, what the Gemara said, in order for Hashem to fulfill your request. So if you just sit there in front of pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say Tehillim, says the Gemara, and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you don't think about Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, the zechut of Chasdei Avot, of the kindness of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and you don't do the Shuvah Shalema, and you think it's because you deserve it, it says no, you scream from your heart, and you think about the end of this world, the destination, it says the tefillah doesn't accomplish what your tefillah should be accomplished. So here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pushes all of Israel to that situation. It says they get a hint. It says first they draft you to work for Paro. Okay, so work for Paro, I have my real estate. It says then they force you to do bricks. Okay, do bricks. And says, then they take the babies, they slaughter the babies, then they get told, I would say, that Am Yisrael started to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, and then they regretted any bad things they did in their own life, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending Moshe Rabbeinu. So the whole story the Torah wants us to know is not what happened in Egypt, it's what is going to happen in our lifetime, what's going to happen before Mashiach will come, says the Gemara. It's just a message, this is just a guideline, how to be able to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we want when we pray to him, and what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me to get. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will write in the Torah. You know, one day Paro called the midwives, and tell the midwives, go kill the Jewish boys before they get born. And the Torah will tell you a story, and they didn't kill the boys, and not only didn't kill the boys, they brought the boys' food. Says the Torah that Paro called the midwives, ask her what's going on. How come not only did not kill the boys, you brought them food? So the midwives answered, you know, the grandfather Yaakov blessed them to be like animals. Says the Gemara, says Amitav ben Uziel, you know what actually they told him? He told him like this, listen, what do you think an animal does when she gives birth? Can you imagine a donkey gives birth, a deer gives birth, a snake gives birth, a fox gives birth, a lioness gives birth. So what do you think that creature thinks at that moment when its kid gives birth? Says the Gemara, the animal, at the moment she has to give birth, she cries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. the screaming of an animal or the sigh of the animal when the animal gives birth, it's a scream to Hashem, Hashem, please help me with my delivery. Says the Gemara, this is really what the text means, that's what really the midwives told Paro. I want to explain to you something. We are midwives. But it's true that every time that we come into a lady when she is ready to give birth, by the time we arrive, she gave birth. Because she's like an animal. So what do you mean like an animal? Like an animal prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help with my delivery. The Jewish ladies, they pray when they give birth. And by the way, you know, it's a big segula. For a lady, when she gives birth, and chas v'shalom, somebody needs refuah shlema, somebody needs yeshua, the lady, when she gives birth, while she's giving birth, if she prays for that person, so it's almost 100% that person will be solved from his difficulties. And I'm talking from experience. Not that I gave birth, but from experience that I heard from ladies that gave birth. And that, what it means is that you have 100% belief. It's, of course, I have a midwife. Of course, I have a doctor. But I have to know that really Hashem does the job. It says, I don't give birth because I have a midwife. I give birth because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me a midwife to help me. But like an animal doesn't need a midwife, I really can do without it either. And this is what those midwives tell Paro. It says, you know, we believe in God, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that the ladies, when they give birth, they don't wait for us. It says, they give birth like an animal. It says, the baby comes out like it comes from an animal. It says, what does it mean? Because the animal, says the Gemara, prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, when you explain this to Paro, excuse me, in such a way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted those two midwives, Yocheved and Miriam, with Kohen, Levi, and a Melech, and a king. Kohen and Levi from Yocheved, and Kingdom Malchut from Miriam, David HaMelech comes from Miriam. He says, because this was the concept of the reason why I did not fulfill the request and the command of Paro, is because I really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because I was afraid of Paro. I'm not afraid of Paro. I have respect and fear for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't care what the person does, tells me. This is the raw model, says the Torah, the level that we have to reach. This is those five things that the Gemara Yerushalmi said in order for us to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and get what we want. It says, what? Hashem is going to push us so much. At the end, Mashiach will come. Mashiach will come. This is why Moshe came. It's not because 400 years are finished. It says 400 years are finished only if you're going to be on the level of your great grandfather Abraham Avinu, that was the first believer. If you believe so much in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you are considered the grandson of Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill his promise to take us of Egypt. But if you don't reach that level, like 2.4 million Jews did not reach the level of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they died 3 days before we came out of Egypt, or 4 days before we came out of Egypt, they died on the bed. 2.4 million. And so what happened? He says, well, we don't believe that we have to go to the desert with Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, if we believe, we will go whenever we want. We're not going to leave behind all our fortune. He says, Moshe is the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the beginning, they believed. Everybody believed. The Torah will tell you, this is parasha. When Moshe arrived with Aharon, and they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu send us over here. And they went to Sarah Bat Asher. And she said, yeah, that's the real Mashiach. That's what Yosef meant before he died last week. He said, Mashiach is going to come and take you out of Egypt. He says, that's the guy. He says, up to the point. He says, okay, in 3 days we're living. This is not me. I'm not living. I'm not leaving my fortune behind. I'm not leaving my real estate. I'm not leaving my house. I'm not leaving my car. I'm not leaving my business. If you don't leave it, you're dead. You're dead on your bed. The end of the parasha. The Torah tells us that Moshe arrived to Paro's house and tells him, listen, I'm here as a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take my people out. So Paro tells him, well, I think the whole thing over here is laziness, that you don't want to work. And what I'm going to do to you now is, not only that I will not let your people go, from now on, I used to supply straw for you people to make the bricks. From now on, you can have to go and look for straw by yourself. I'm not going to supply straw. But by the way, you can have to finish the same amount of bricks that you used to do before. While I supply the straw, now go get straw. It's going to take time. The Torah says the Jews had to run around all over Egypt to find straw. Says the Gemara, they couldn't find straw. Says the Gemara, they went in people's backyard, tried to find straw. The Egyptians used to come outside with sticks, hit them, break the bones. They said, what are you doing in my backyard? What are you looking for? Who told you can go to my backyard? And it was such an agony, such a tragedy, that people, Datan v'Aviram, came to Moshe, they told Moshe, look what you did. Not only that you didn't take us out of Egypt, now our life is much more difficult. Now we have to make the same amount of bricks that we used to make before. We don't have the supply of the cement, of this straw that we used to use. So the Torah says, Moshe went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand what's going on. Since I came, things got worse. Things got worse. Why did you send me? I don't want to go. I want to leave my job. I want to quit. Says the Torah, at the end of the parasha, Hashem told Moshe, Oh, that's what you say? Let me tell you something. You see at the end what's going to happen in Egypt. But I'm telling you now, you'll never be able to reach destination Israel. You'll never get to Israel. Here in this week's parasha already, Hashem tells Moshe, you're not going to go to Israel. It says, what is really what Hashem wants us to know from that story? He says, what does it mean exactly? That since Moshe got to Paro, things got worse. He says, now life is more difficult for the Jews, and Moshe wants to quit his job, and Hashem tells him, you can't leave your job, you stay on the job, you take them out of Egypt, but you're going to die in the desert. You're going to die in Jordan. You cannot cross the Jordan River. You can't move to Israel. He says, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand? Says the Gemara Yerushalmi, you have to understand, Eretz Yisrael niknet beYisurim. It says, to reach the destination, you have to go through difficulties. The purpose of difficulties is to reach the level of belief of Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to believe 100%. There is nobody else can help you but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In any difficult thing, it's not your lawyer, it's not your doctor, it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, they are helpers, but don't trust them, don't rely on them. The Gemara calls them Mishenet Kanei Ratzut. He says, you can't trust the guy. He says, oh, he's going to save you, he's not going to save you. Hashem will save you. He is a messenger, he's a shaliach. He can help you as a shaliach. But the refuah and the parnasa and all the things is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you have to understand, if some difficult comes, he says, you don't run. He says, okay, he won't solve the problem. Solve the problem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This guy can help you. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the level of belief of Am Yisrael. He says, they didn't reach. They did reach at the moment that they took 300 babies and they slaughtered them every day. They said, oh, we have to believe in God. And we see there's nothing else. Then things got quiet down. Everything is perfect. Baruch Hashem, the thing is over. There's no more gezerot. His power doesn't slaughter babies. Back to usual. Back to usual, it means you don't have the emunah. You don't have the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. It says it constantly, all day long. We say in Shemoneh Esrei, Kilu Shuatcha Kivinu Kol Hayom. The whole day you have to hope for Mashiach. The whole day you have to hope for redemption. The whole day you have to hope for Bet HaMikdash. The whole day you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu from your heart, deep in your heart, begging him and asking him. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Alevai Itpalel Adam Kol Hayom. A person should really pray all day long to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Chasidim HaRishonim. Says the Gemara, Masechet Brachot. In the beginning, it was called Chasidim HaRishonim, the holy people. Used to pray every prayer, took them 3 hours.
Says the Gemara, before Shacharit, they came to Beit HaKnesset 1 hour. Says the Gemara, they prayed 1 hour. After they finished praying, they stayed in Beit HaKnesset 1 hour. Before Mincha, says the Gemara, they came 1 hour before Mincha. Mincha took them 1 hour. After Mincha, they stayed 1 hour. Already 6 hours. Then they came to the Gemara, says for Arvit. They came inside Beit HaKnesset 1 hour before Arvit. They stayed Arvit, they said Arvit 1 hour. After Arvit, stay 1 hour. 9 hours. 9 hours, Beit HaKnesset. 9 hours, Beit HaKnesset. Says the Gemara, when do you go to business? You have no more time to go to business. The day is 12 hours. Then it's dark outside. When do you go to business? Says the Gemara, since you pray so much, your business you can conduct in 3 hours. What business should have taken you 10 hours? Says the Gemara, what's behind it? It's called behind it, it's called emunah, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He does everything. He does the business for you. He does everything for you. He does it. He says, but you have to show you believe. He says, you have to show that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the Gemara, Chasidim HaRishonim, the first tzaddikim spent every day 9 hours in Beit HaKnesset. Then they went to the job. He says, it's called emunah shelema. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Torah. He says, what do you mean, since you got here, things got worse. You know what? Things got worse. Because those people don't believe. Hashem, one of the conditions, wants to push us to scream to Him. Not to scream to Paro, not to scream to Moshe, to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That actually, that situation continues through the journey of Am Yisrael in the desert for the next 40 years. We see that every time Am Yisrael had difficulties, almost never they scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always scream to Moshe, back to Moshe, almost never directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once, in front of Yam Suf, in 3 weeks, Parashat Beshalach, when they saw that Egypt behind them, and Yam Suf, the sea in front of them, he saw, finally they scream to Hashem. Hashem to Moshe, aha, now they understood. It's not, I can run away from the Egyptians, or I can win the Egyptians. I just have to fulfill those 5 conditions, says the Gemara. Then Hashem gives you everything, because those 5 conditions is a sign of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Torah will tell us, that 3 days after we crossed Yam Suf, was no water, says the Torah, that Moshe screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When once a fire, Parashat Baalotcha, she says, Moshe screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Scream doesn't mean scream from your mouth, it's scream from your heart. This is the first thing, that you have a difficult thing in your lifetime, you have to stand up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fulfill those 5 conditions. Scream from your heart. Bezchut Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I understand the destination. I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me difficulties in order for me to scream. Due to Shiva Shelema, all your requests are being fulfilled immediately. And that's how the Shmoneh Esrei is. And this is what the Gemara says before Mashiach will come and be the same thing. So the purpose is not a story to see what happened. It's not what happened. It's what's going to happen. Or what is happening. The Torah says, El Mav Yaakov, Habayim Mitzrayimah. The coming now, says the Zohar, what it means is, it's a present tense. That all our life are going to be so-called a feeling that we are in a difficult times. It doesn't matter, says the Gemara, what you think. Whatever Hashem thinks difficult is enough for you. He makes it difficult for you in order for you to achieve so-called the end. At the end is called redemption. At the end is called Yirat Shamayim, says the Gemara. This is the key to reach the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to reach.